Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here are your top local stories at midday. The governor's office says Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins needs to make his intentions clear by this afternoon on using the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center as a temporary hospital.
Governor Greg Abbott's chief of staff sent Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins a letter saying Jenkins told the National Guard the convention center did not need to be used. Jenkins says that's not true.
It's a very odd letter in that it intimates that we don't want the federal resource, the hospital at the convention center.
But Abbott's office released a voicemail from National Guard Major General Mike Stone, telling the head of the Texas Division of Emergency Management, Jenkins had no intention of moving patients into the center.
So it's hopeful that you were in positive contact with some officials in Dallas, whether it's the mayor or somebody else.
The governor's chief of staff says he wants Jenkins to make his intentions clear by this afternoon, or the federal resources could be sent elsewhere. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Over the next couple of weeks, hospitals throughout North Texas will be preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
We're preparing as we look at the potential volume and increase and surge that may be upon us in a couple of weeks.
That's Steve Love, the CEO of the Dallas Hospital Council. He says there are three main points of concern: the health of the workers, the availability of personal protective equipment, and the number of beds available. Now, Love says he agrees with the CDC's recommendation that everyone wear masks in public in order to slow the spread of COVID-19. However,
the N95 mask and the surgical mask, we need to save those for the healthcare workers.
Love says while there's no guarantee that homemade masks will prevent folks from contracting COVID-19, they will help prevent carriers from spreading the virus. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
With the rise of the coronavirus in the city of Plano, we get this advice from Plano Mayor Harry LaRosslière.
You know, my one message to our citizens is who you care for that you want to stay home for. And do that and we'll be okay. And there's going to be a lot of financial difficulties down the road, but we'll address that when the time comes.
In Carrollton, police still searching for a young woman who says she has the coronavirus and wants to infect others. Her name is Lorraine Maradiaga. Police say she posted a video on Snapchat claiming she is positive for the virus. In the video, she says she's going to Walmart to, quote, infest people. Whether or not Maradiaga actually has the coronavirus is unknown, but based on her claims, Carrollton police say she is charged with making terroristic threats. They went to her home, but she wasn't there. Police asking anyone with information about Maradiaga to come forward. In North Texas, a virtual food drive helping folks in need get food without risking their health. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the story.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the North Texas Food Bank is running out of food for hungry families, and he's asking everyone to help if they can. Jenkins calls it the Neighbors Helping Neighbors virtual food drive.
Don't go to the grocery store and buy what you think they need. Please give online and let us buy at bulk rates what we know they need.
Jenkins says volunteers with the North Texas Food Bank will create 25-pound boxes of food and will deliver to families in 13 counties across North Texas. If you want to donate, go online to DallasCountyCOVID.org. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Staying germ-free, a top concern for a lot of shoppers during this pandemic, KRLD's Kelly Weiss reports.
Infectious disease expert Patty Olinger says wiping down the shopping cart with Clorox-type wipes is the first step, and then use an alcohol-based sanitizer or another wipe to clean off your hands, and try not to touch your face, your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. And when you bring your items into your home, first set up a clean zone and then a dirty zone in your kitchen.
And the interesting thing about that is it's an infection control program basically for your home where you look at things, you wipe them down, you then move them to that clean zone, and then you have a comfort zone or a comfort feeling that you've done something.
And then remember to wash your hands. Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With the CDC now recommending everyone wear a mask at the grocery store or out in public, the question rises, where do you get them? KRLD's LP Phillips reports on how a high-end fashion shop in Deep Ellum is retooling.
These days, if you have a sewing machine, you are in demand. And it doesn't make a difference who you are. For instance, wedding dress and gown fashion designer Mario Gallegos Jr. of the Deep Ellum Shop Petit Atelier says yes to the mask.
I've so far shipped up to New York, Ohio, Chicago, North Carolina, L.A., basically all over the place.
He's using high-end fabric, which Gallego says makes for a tighter mask. So far, he ships several hundred masks around the country. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Nobody in Texas will be evicted from their home for the rest of the month. The Texas Supreme Court today issued an order barring all residential evictions because of the coronavirus.
This is for the typical situation where you're a tenant renting a home or apartment that you live in, and for circumstances beyond your control, you've been unable to pay the rent.
KRLD legal analyst Ed Klein says the order does make allowance for special conditions such as criminal activity. The order does not affect businesses. The latest KRLD in-depth podcast looks at some of the local heroes who are stepping up to help others during the pandemic. Download the podcast and hear these uplifting stories in the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen at krld.com by going to the podcast page.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.